that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
Good evening, and welcome to the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour. You're listening to us on station WGXC on your dial at 90.7, now located both in ACRA and its new studio at 393 Main Street in Catskill. I'm Casey, and I'm here with my co-host, alias Poche Noir.
And that great song was Smiling Faces, Some Practical Advice by the Undisputed Truth. Tonight's show is all about lies, lying, deception, and duplicity.
And we are literally just told a lie because it is Monday. It is not Tuesday, but you're listening to this on Tuesday. So we're lying and deceiving as we speak.
That's just a little bit shy of the famous liar's paradox, which is this: I am lying to you.
Huh. That is a paradox indeed.
There you go.
So, Poche Noir and I are both members of the Capital District Democratic Socialists of America. So here's the necessary disclaimer that we always make. The opinions and remarks made in this program are our own and not those of WGXC, nor are they necessarily of the DSA. We're just a couple of socialists and members of the DSA yapping away. The DSA intentionally is a big tent.
That's right, Casey. You don't have to be a strict Marxist like me. This is our July show, and we always broadcast at 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of a month. So this is Tuesday, July 2nd. July 2nd is also the 15th day of the month of Messidor in the year 232 in the French Republican calendar.
All right. Do you know off the top of your head what Monday, July 1st is? Got him.
No. Tell me, what's Monday, July 1st?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you would know what day it is on the...
It would be the 14th day of the month of Messidor. And it would still be the year 232 in the French Republican calendar.
You're right. I thought... I was thinking that I got you because you didn't say, I was like, oh, he doesn't know the word for Monday, but you didn't say it anyway. Drat. Anyway.
I don't think the French Republican calendar changed the days of the week. I think they kept the 7 days of the week. However, they actually, in learning about this stuff, I learned that the French Republican calendar actually had your weekend days kind of like every 2 weeks. So you worked for like 12 days. So working
and then you would have 2 days off.
Screwed.
You would work for 12 days and then you would only get 2 days off, like a standard weekend. Oh my God, heck no.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was crazy. That was excessive. One of the excesses of the French Revolution.
Yeah.
I'm not including the guillotine in that.
No,
I love guillotines.
Yeah, absolutely. Great for cutting paper, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we had a special guest arranged for tonight, a dear friend, but we have decided to defer him and his subject to next month. A, because the scheduling just was not working out, and B, we have had some disastrous events in the election cycle mm-hmm. that have been, frankly, highly entertaining.
That's true, too. I have already said to some of my comrades in the DSA that I'm really had a lot of schadenfreude about the debate last week. I prepared no shtick for tonight, so there's not going to be any interviews with vegan trolls or Catskill soothsayers or anything like that. Well, we're going to go and play some more music. Here we go. Even though we're pre-recording this, I will say that 5 days ago, that fifth day being Tuesday night, Joe Biden had his rather dire debate with, Donald, quote-unquote, Soron Trump.
Did you watch it live?
I watched it live, and I just couldn't believe that anybody would let him out on the stage in the first place. I could not believe that his handlers would allow him to do such a thing.
I'm shocked they didn't make it earlier, because, like, I read a thing that they, I guess, with, like, people who are kind of losing their...
Any RN who works in a nursing home who was looking at that automatically knew what is wrong with Trump. They could have... An RN
Biden,
or some... with Biden, because he was clearly sundowning.
So is that, like, what I read was, like, they... People who are sundowning, I guess, if this is the same thing that I read, they're, like, pretty cognizant from 10 to 4. Like, in those hours, they, like, have their wits about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond those hours is when they start to have mental fatigue.
They fatigue, and there was a look on Biden's face, especially at the very beginning, where he looked both terrified and ashamed. And
yeah.
I looked at that and I said, people, I've worked in a hospital. I've worked with plenty of old people. And that's exactly the look that they give when they know they should know something and they don't know it.
It's heartbreaking, honestly. I read a tweet and it said, don't watch the debate if you're one of those people who cries seeing old people eat alone at restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm one of those people, but I didn't watch it live. I was working behind the bar that night.
They left him unprotected.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's talking about what happened to the Joe Biden at the State of the Union. But that's different. He's got the teleprompter. He's there. You know, he's got a script to read from. Anytime Joe Biden goes off script or does something impromptu, it's always a disaster.
I'm just like, let the man live. Like, go golf. What do old men do? They, like, you know, like, let just retire. Like, there's no dignity in what's happening anymore from either of them.
I don't think
Not that I guess there was.
I think it's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing as well.
Yeah, God.
You know? So he just is not accepting the fact that he's not fit. That doesn't mean that Trump is any more fit. Trump is even less fit, but still.
Which is... Yeah.
You know, one thing Biden was supposedly had in his favor was that he was the honest one. He wasn't the, you know, the person who lied about everything and just said anything off the cuff, whether it was true or not. But he's been, and his handlers have been lying to us all along. And why they didn't want to keep that lie going by putting him in this debate is beyond me. It could have been so easy to avoid the debate just by saying something like, liars don't get debated. They get cross-examined in court, which is what Trump should be doing.
Yeah, I mean...
Right?
Well, it's funny because in wake of everything that the Supreme Court has done, honestly, in the past week, like what the rulings they've made, who was it? Was it Paul? One of our comrades dropped in our Slack chat that... What did he say? He said, it's fitting for an empire in decline to have a president in mental decline. And I was like, honestly, it's what we deserve.
It's consistent.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it just makes me so sad.
Except that a lot of innocent people in this country have to live with the consequences of all that.
I mean, there are, a lot of them are already dealing with it. Like, Biden is not.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he is... I will go on record to say that I do think he is better than Trump, but I still think he is words that I cannot say on the radio.
Let's take a musical break. We'll come back to this subject.
All right.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
All right.
What a great song.
And she was great.
Yeah, that was the Cranberries with Liar.
I met her a little bit.
When?
So, when she was doing her show with David Letterman, I don't know when this was, my God, the early 90s maybe? Late 80s? I went down to Tom Milano's, which is a dive bar on Houston Street. I don't even know if it's still there. It's just a little railroad spot. And back then, there was a jukebox in the back. And I noticed that she was there with some of her pals, because she had just been on Letterman. So I went over to the jukebox, and then I looked at some of the selections. Then I asked her, I said, is there anything you'd like me to play? And she says, no, there's nothing you'd like to do. That's all. That's all I did. You know, that's all I had the guts to do. You know, and then I played Adam Ant Stand and Deliver.
Ooh, classic.
Classic.
Did she love it?
Everybody seemed to love it.
Okay.
And it seems that it hadn't been played on the jukebox for ages. It was like a brand new thing for the place. But anyway.
That's a cool celebrity sighting. That's a respectable celebrity sighting for sure. I guess to get back to the debate, what next? What do you think?
I think that probably Michelle Obama's phone was ringing off the hook all weekend by the Democratic Party functionaries.
You think she's the contender?
No, I just think that they called her up like crazy. We need you. And my fantasy is that she said, okay, I'll do it, so long as Anita Hill is my vice president.
That's a fantasy for sure.
That is a fantasy.
I mean, God.
That would,
you know,
that would get Clarence Thomas by the short hairs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like I'm so curious as to what Hillary Clinton is thinking in these moments.
Oh, I bet the first thing she thought about is there an opportunity for me in this?
She is producing this musical right now on Broadway called Suffs. That just won the Tony, and it is like the most white womaning show I've ever.
I don't know about
been
this.
To. It just won the Tony. It's
Suffs
incredibly
as in
suffragettes.
As in suffragettes.
Yeah, yeah. And there's just like no nuance to it. It's just like white women, and then like they like. It's hard to explain. It's very Hillary Clinton, basically. Uh-huh. And it's like incredibly for like neo-libs of New York City. And she went out and like introduced at the Tonys in like this sequin, like muumuu, essentially like white thing. And it's so embarrassing as a lover of theater and also a hater of Hillary Clinton. But, you know, musicals are bad right now.
And she's producing it?
She's producing it.
Which means she cut it a check?
Yeah, pretty much.
And she got financial backers for it. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, with theater, it's kind of like, at least Broadway, a lot of it is just like you're basically renting the theater.
Uh-huh.
So she's just like, I would imagine, the money bags behind it. I don't think she's in there like making any calls about
the direction. Do you know who wrote the music or lyrics or anything like that?
I honestly, I didn't look into it. I didn't really care because I didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the white woman version of Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that. Of course. Let's get on the bandwagon for
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, so. Not yeah. Hillary, but
I don't see the Democrats have a. I don't think the Democrats have a deep. All right, only sport metaphor I can give you, a deep bench. They don't have a deep bench.
No, God, no. I mean, like the other only whisper I've heard is like Gavin Newsom, and I'm like, California's not going to vote for him. And like everybody's like, well, maybe he waits another 4 years, blah blah blah, and I'm just like, is this really what they can give us? He's just a young Joe Biden, essentially. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to be bought by whoever with deep pockets is going to come in.
That's right.
So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. They don't have time, really.
You know, the big question is, can you reform the Democratic Party, or do you need something new?
I mean, I think...
And I guess we're bit by bit getting the answer to that.
I would assume that we both adhere to the mindset that you can't really reform it, but...
Well, if you populate it with people that are good,
yeah,
you know, a rose by any other name, but still, can you? Is that possible? Can you do that, or is the machine against you?
Look what I mean. The machine is against it for sure. Know,
look what they did to Bernie, both in Hillary's campaign.
And then look at what they're doing to this sad old man right now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But I also have a conspiracy theory that's not really a conspiracy theory, that Democrats love to lose because it makes them so much money.
Yep.
So I'm like, but there's a bit more at stake this time around, mm-hmm. I would say. Although, I don't know. I mean, we're still genociding. I think the big difference, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of big differences that would happen when Trump's in office, but I guess I would be... concerned about things happening in Eastern Russia, mm-hmm. when Trump came to power. I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
I don't think I think that in terms of wicked deeds, that I still think in comparison to George Bush and Iraq, Trump is still in short pants. Oh, he hasn't done anything nearly as wicked. And of course, people on MSNBC are all about, oh, if we could only get back to that more honorable Republican Party.
Can we just briefly for a second?
Yes.
Acknowledge that didn't Trump call Biden like a bad Palestinian during the debate? Like what? Like, I don't know. Just blatantly being... I guess we're not surprised that he's blatantly being racist, but I don't know. In the debate, that shocked me.
But there's nothing.
Yeah, but I guess there's nothing.
I can't even be shocked by anything he says anymore because he'll just say anything. You know, yeah. I was a little. I'm personally fond of alley cats. You know, I like alley cats. I mean, I grew up in New York. Yeah. I have no problem with them.
I don't really get it.
All right, another musical break. What do you say? Yeah. All set up?
Yes.
You said the moon was out. Said the moon was out, to hell with the day, the sunlight is on. You said the moon was out. Said the moon was out, to hell with the day, the sunlight is always gone. Take love away, raise up suspicion and alibi, but I can't see doing tear blinded eyes. I got a stone where my heart should be. I got a stone where my heart should be, and nothing I do will make you love me. I leave this time, break all my ties, be no more you. Light, light, light.
So I guess two more uplifting matter.
Mm-hmm.
We had some local elections.
That's right.
Last week.
That's right. Sarah Hanna won much more than handily.
Yeah. Yeah.
She killed it.
She killed it. The team killed it. The volunteers are incredible. I mean, like, but...
I'd love to have Sarah Hanna on this show. You think she'd do it?
Absolutely, but I think she's on a well-deserved vacation right now.
Oh, I'm not saying...
She's in Spain, but yes... Yeah, she would totally. But yeah, I mean, maybe this will put Cahill to bed for good. Another old man that I'm like, go, mm-hmm. just go away.
Go.
Just go freaking golf. Like, I don't know. Go.
But it's just the power thing.
I know, these men and their egos. My God.
But look at the women, too. Look at Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah.
But, you know, she wants all that inside information for her stock deals.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
that's
I was.
What she can't, it's the for her. It's also that greed, of getting all of that.
Yeah, Matt and I were driving today, and we're just chatting about everything, the mm-hmm. state of everything, and we're just like, when I guess like, and we're like, we're both 30, so we haven't really been. Paying attention to politics for very long, but we were like, what was like kind of the beginning of the end as we know it? Like, was it Citizens United?
I can't be there for you that because I'm older than you are.
Yeah.
For me, the beginning of the end was, I guess, Reagan.
Right. And I guess he kind of played into everything past, like after him.
And now, and Thatcher.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, may they burn together
mm-hmm.
forever. Yeah, that, but so I was in Hungary in May,
mm-hmm.
and we went to this thing called the House of Terror, and it was very cool. If you're ever in Budapest, go to the House of Terror. It was like a building that housed the Nazi Party and then the Arrow Cross Party, which essentially were Hungarian Nazis,
mm-hmm.
and then... When the USSR liberated Hungary, it became the headquarters of the secret police of the USSR, like Hungarians.
There was probably not much stuff to move in or out of that place.
No, exactly. Exactly.
You know? It was already set up for you.
It was very dark. The basement, they had like prison cells set up, and it was like, it was very sad. But so we were walking around and like, reading all the stories, reading the testimony of people who survived and like learning the stories of those who didn't under the regime. And like they were under USSR, like totalitarian rule up until the 90s, up until 1990. And which was kind of wild because you'd be walking around and if somebody was like 40 or older, I'm like, what did you live through? But
mm-hmm.
a lot of what they were saying, I was there like the exact time that everything at Columbia was happening and like all the universities mm-hmm. For protesting for Palestinian freedom. And everything that they were saying, like I remember walking into a room and it was a room where like these students tried to like have an uprising against the USSR and then they were just like very brutally shut down
mm-hmm.
and they lived like in fear of each other and just like of like the secret police and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, This is not that different from, like, the Patriot Act, what they were doing. Not that different from, like, what is currently happening. It was just kind of like a, huh, moment where I'm like, we've become the thing that America has indoctrinated us to fear, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, and if Trump gets in there,
yeah,
there's going to be so many anti-sedition laws and things like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's truly a frightening, it's, frightening future.
It's just wild because, like, I just, like, I mean, obviously they, people don't, all right, like, not people, that's very submissive, not submissive, what's the word I'm looking for?
Not
lumping
sure.
A bunch of people in together. What's the word?
Reductive?
Maybe? Reductive, yeah.
Okay.
To, you know, people. But I didn't really know the a lot of the intricacies of what was happening. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you grow up in communism equals bad. So, you know, Soviet equals bad. But it's just, like, they're literally the same, which I guess isn't that surprising because Trump adores Putin. But it's just...
He better, or else he's going to release all that kompromat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of those real estate deals he has in the wings are all going to go down.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just very eye-opening. But I've just gone on a tangent. And what were you talking about?
I think we were trying to talk about good news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were.
There's so little of it.
Well, Sarah Hanna is doing incredible work. And shout out to Claire Cousin.
Yeah, shout out to Claire.
Incredible showing.
She did a great showing against another one that should retire.
Yeah.
Good another one whose time is past her, if there ever was a time mm-hmm. for her.
But, you know, Claire definitely scared the crap out of Dee Dee.
Good.
And don't you have an understanding of her? Didn't you say, like, she's probably pissed?
Oh, I bet she's livid that somebody decided to confront her.
Yeah.
And challenge her.
And did so well. Like, yeah. I think mm-hmm. In the next election, I think Claire could easily take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had a great base of volunteers who were going door to door. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see a lot of like DD signs around.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that matters at all, but you know,
I think I'm going to get in touch with Claire and see that now that the election is over, maybe she might want to try to introduce the Emergency Tenant Protections Act in the legislature in Columbia County.
Oh, absolutely.
The Board of Supervisors there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be against it, but just to slap them around.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's worth it.
Yeah, totally. Were there other races? Oh, Gabriella Romero won.
And she won?
She won up in Albany in Ward 5, Ward 6, Ward 9.
What, did she get like 40%?
40% of the vote, which is a lot. There was a lot of people running.
There were a lot of people going there, so she had a very strong plurality.
Yeah. So, all in all, things are cool for the most part.
Okay.
Let's
take another musical break.
Yeah.
And this is not so much a musical break. It's kind of a little shticky, but here it is.
Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school?
School? Well, I...
Go ahead, tell her.
I was going to school till I met somebody.
Met somebody?
Yeah, two big monsters with big green eyes. Why, I...
Monsters? Weren't you afraid?
No, ma'am, but they tied me in a big sack.
You don't say... And where was Sir Jiminy?
Oh, Jiminy?
Leave me out of this.
They put him in a little sack.
No.
Yes.
How did you escape?
I didn't. They chopped me into firewood. Oh, look. My nose. What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word. Oh, please help me. I'm awful sorry.
You see, Pinocchio, a lie keeps growing and growing. until it's as plain as the nose on your face.
She's right, Pinocchio. You better come clean.
I'll never lie again. Honest, I won't.
Please, Your Honor. Miss Ferry, give him another chance. For my sake, will you?
Well, I'll forgive you this once. But remember, a boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
La da 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 da.
Sorry. Hey, baby, my nose is getting big. I know this will be growing when I be telling the fibs. Now, you said your trust is getting weaker. Probably because my lies just started getting deeper. And the reason for my confession is that I learned my lesson. And I really think you ought to know the truth. Because I lied and I cheated and I lied a little more. But after I did it, I don't know what I did it for. I admit that I've been a little immature. With your heart like I was the predator. In my book of lies, I was the editor and the author. I forged my signature. And I apologize for what I did to you. Because what you did to me, I did to you.
No, 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 baby, no, 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 don't lie. 'Cause you know, no, 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 yeah, you know, no, 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 you gotta try. What you gonna do when it all comes out? When I see you, what you all about? No, 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 baby, no, 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 don't lie. Because you know, you're gonna
try. Stop.
She said I'm leaving, 'cause she can't take the pain. Hard to continue this love, it ain't the same. Can't forget the things that I've done inside her brain. Too many lies committed, too many games. She feeling like a fool getting on the last train. Trying to maintain, but the feeling won't change. I'm sorry for the things that I've done and what I became. Caught up in living my life in the fast lane. Blinded by lights, cameras, you know the frame. I don't know the reason why I did these things.
Oh, well, I had a lie, and a lie, and a lie.
And now our emotions are drained.
'Cause a lie and a lie and a little lie. Now your emotions are drained.
No, 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 baby, no, 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 don't lie.
And she all in my world. I give her all my attention and diamonds and pearls. She the one that make me feel on top of the world. Still I'm lying to my girl, I do it.
I lie and then I lie till there's no turning back.
I don't know why I lie and I lie
till I don't know who I am.
Fun.
That was good. I love that song. It's off the Black Eyed Peas first album, as you found out.
Yeah, I had to look that one up.
I love the guitar part on that.
Yeah, I don't know that I was allowed to listen to that album as a kid. When did that come out?
What?
Where Is the Love was on that, right?
Yes.
Black Eyed Peas. I'm looking it up now. Pump It. Oh, okay. No, I remember this. Monkey Business, 2005. I was definitely allowed to. Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. There were songs that you could not listen to?
When I was like, I was trying to remember that. So that was actually off their fourth album, Lied to You.
Many lies going on tonight.
What?
Many lies going on.
I know. I'm a big fat liar. Great movie, by the way. Yeah, there was definitely songs, like, because I was just too young, and they were my. I have three older siblings, and they were all listening to like parental advisory albums, and I wasn't allowed to listen to not all of it.
How did they stop you?
I would just have to leave. Like, my brother was really into Sublime.
But wait, who would stop you?
My mom.
Okay.
Or my siblings would kick me out.
They were actually policing you?
I mean, I guess you could call it that, but they were more just like, I was annoying, and they were like, go away.
All right.
Like, your mom said you can't listen to this.
Oh my God. I remember when my sisters came back with the Meet the Beatles, and they were playing it, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, just bouncing off the bed. It was so great.
I had a very similar experience with Speaker Box, The Love Below by Hey Ya.
Okay. Now, who had more lasting career there?
Andre 3000.
Okay, I guess, maybe.
The Paul McCartney of our time.
All right.
Loki, maybe. Anyway, we want to call out, are there a couple things, or is this just the one thing that's on the horizon currently?
That's the one thing that's on my horizon.
Yeah. So up in Saratoga, which is not in the listening world of WGXC, but is in the Capital District DSA land.
And people ought to know about the place.
So people should head up there. There was meant to be a Juneteenth celebration on the 19th that was canceled last minute because somebody called in. It was just like some racist bull stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody called in like a warning. So the place had to shut down the event 12 hours before.
Mm-hmm.
So they've rescheduled to Emancipation Day,
mm-hmm.
Which is the 5th of July. Mm-hmm. It marks 197 years since the abolition of slavery in New York State. And it's going to be super fun. They're looking for vendors for LGBTQIA and, mm-hmm. You know, black and brown members of the community. If you want to vend there, I think it's going to be great. There's going to be like music and drag and just general fun times had by all.
And you will probably learn how vicious the right wing is in Saratoga.
They are genuinely pure evil. Like, they are bad people up there.
They are bad people who are willing to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, our comrades in Saratoga are truly incredible and doing really incredible work.
They are tough.
Yeah, they're definitely tough. And Black Lives Matter Saratoga are just so badass. But yeah, that's going to be at... Oh, sorry, I don't have the graphic pulled up, and I'm not familiar with the parks. High Rock Park in Saratoga.
Okay, and that's on the 5th of July.
On the 5th of July, and that
Emancipation
is from...
Day.
That is from 6 to 11 p.m.
Okay, so hold it. We can't tell people to do it. This is a
radio
show.
Right, you're right.
So we have to only suggest to them that it's... We just let them know it's there.
Go there.
If it floats your boat.
Yeah, if you want to have a fun time. And I have lied again. It
wow.
is from...
wow. Did I jinx this show?
Maybe.
I haven't.
I haven't. Or maybe I'm just unprepared, clearly. 5 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
July 5th is true. High Rock Park is true. 5 to 9 is true.
Okay.
I'm no longer lying, I swear.
There you go. Okay, back to some music. This is from the Pretenders, who actually are going to be at Tanglewood sometime soon.
Fun. Do you know that I was married to a Scottish man? That's not the same band.
I don't know that you were married to a Scottish man, but did he have a kilt?
Yeah, I did.
Good. Glad to hear it. I hear they're very comfortable.
Yeah, no, they're really hot. Like, just made of, like, very thick wool.
Even summertime? They don't know. There are no summer kilts?
No.
They just went...
Scotland's cold. So
I
like
understand.
You want
I remember. The, I was. Yeah. I took a train up to Scotland once, and the sheep would go by the train tracks just to catch the occasional heat from the train.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they have plenty of wool.
They've got thick wool on, but
thick wool.
Yeah, no, they are not. They're not breezy as people think, and mm-hmm. they are quite thick.
Okay, back to the music. That was The Pretenders with the amazing Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah, I also feel like I need to defend myself a little bit. You said Pretenders, but I heard, oh my God, The Proclaimers. Yeah, wow.
I thought about that, but then I said to myself, was there somebody in The Pretenders that was from Scotland?
No.
No, I don't believe, maybe, but...
I had an anecdote, but... wasn't meant to be. Maybe next month we'll play the Proclaimers. Oh my goodness, my ducks are not in a row today.
Okay.
They are swimming where they may.
I think I might have had that album. I just can't recall anymore. But there's that 500 Miles song that at one time got plenty of airplay.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It did indeed.
All right. So let's see. So I am very much looking forward to the next couple of days, where the fallout, at least the most immediate fallout from Biden's dementia, or the exposure of his dementia, comes through.
You're looking forward?
Yeah, kind of. I find it a little toothsome.
Yeah.
Because I find the Democratic Party just so behind the ball. And
I mean, they're reaping what they've sown. You know?
Yep. I don't know if that's going to... I would feel much better about the Democratic Party if somebody high up in there said, what is our role in bringing people like Donald Trump into power?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I don't think they have that kind of self...
No, they do not.
...reflection skills.
Those people, they don't.
I saw a tweet that said... You know, I like both candidates, but I think we need somebody a little older. And that made me laugh. And then I think somebody like seriously replied. They were like, yeah, Bernie. And I was just like, my brother. No, that's not. But we have to move past.
No. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I mean, we'll see.
How are you feeling about AOC these days?
Fine.
Me too.
Yeah. I think she does a lot of good for her constituents. And I think people kind of tend to forget that she is representing her district first and foremost. And she's doing a lot of like local organizing with her constituents. They do a lot of like teach-ins and things of the like that I think is really cool.
She's better spoken than Kamala Harris.
Absolutely.
You know, and when she gets there and she cross-examines witnesses in Congress, she does a better job than she ever did.
Yeah, totally. I mean, she's...
That's because she's a bartender. She knows the baloney.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, God, are we going to get stuck with Kamala?
Ugh.
She's probably, like, more triggered, like, the most trigger-happy kind of woman in there right now, which is, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying. I would like to not have a cop as a president of the United States.
Me too. You don't need that.
No, God, no.
Shall we take another musical break?
I think we should.
I really want to play this song.
Well, I think we should take a musical outro at this point.
Is it time for the outro? This would be a great outro.
How long is the song?
Let me tell you in a second. Hold it. It's only 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Oh, that's not going to be a good outro then.
Then I think we're going to play this one by my new favorites, Larkin Poe.
Do you not want to play? What was the song you were very excited to play?
It's going
to
be Britney Spears. It was going to be Britney
Spears. Ah, which one?
Well, it is Liar by Britney Spears.
I'm not familiar. I'm mostly acquainted with her first two albums.
Which number is it that I got here? Number 10? Shall we play it?
Yes, I think we shall.
All right, here we go.
Shame, hindsight, I could see it all so plain. Come on, causing you fire, come down. Fire, come down, fire, fire, come down. Left, right, nowhere to turn. Left in the ash from the bridges you burn. Come on, causing you fire, come down. Fire, come down, fire, fire, come down. It's too late for apologies. Nothing you can offer me now. Looking at you on your knees, and I'm all listening, girl.
Brittany.
Mm-hmm. With a harmonica, no less.
Incredible. Okay. Incredible work, Britt. All right, so that is all the time we have for tonight. Tune in 7 p.m. on the next first Tuesday of next month.
August 6th. Wait, I haven't figured out what that is in the French Revolution, the French Republican calendar yet.
Okay.
And we haven't figured out what the subject of the night will be.
Wait, I think we're going to...
But I think we're going to do it upon your special guest that we deferred to next month.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, so I think
good.
It will be, we'll be talking about the military.
Mm-hmm, very good. I'll have to look up some statistics for that.
I'm sure our...
How much of our tax dollars and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, God. God. Yeah. It's going to be probably a depressing one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But thank you for listening.
And if you're interested in joining DSA, if that's... You may join at dsausa.org, and you will find many levels of membership to comport with your particular finances. Or you may find out more at capitaldistrictdsa, all one word, .org. And let's see, do we have an outro? Let's play an outro.
I don't think we have time, but you can give her a go.
And...